Well, hello, Audio Boo. Well, I don't know why I say hello, Audio Boo. Hello, everyone who is listening to this Audio Boo. I feel like one day I'm going to be like, I'm so old that I still call Audio Boom Audio Boo. Get off my lawn. It has been a minute since I have done any kind of update at all. So here I are. I don't even know how long it's been, but it has been a really long time. But I am doing fairly well. I got a new job like in June, and so I've been working at this new job. I hit my 6-month mark on Wednesday of last week, so now I'm eligible for paid time off, which is really, really great, because since I have been dealing with some super annoying health issues, which have rendered me extremely impatient with myself and the healing process in general. That was all time off that I was not, in fact, getting paid for. So it's really nice that I am, and I'm really happy with my insurance. So with my insurance provider, which has never really been the case throughout my adult life. So it's a really nice feeling. Anyhow, let's see. 'Tis the season. I love Christmas. I could give or take Thanksgiving. You know, I like Thanksgiving because I get to be around my my friends. And gosh, everyone's sending me text messages at the same time while I'm trying to send this. Which is awesome because, yay, I have friends. but, you know, I like Thanksgiving. I really enjoy just that whole idea of having a day in which we are all thankful. Obviously, I feel like, you know, we should be thankful all of the time for the many blessings in our lives. But I like Thanksgiving. It's all right. It was great because we didn't have turkey, so we had roast, and it was awesome. But Christmas is that time of year where I just love it. I was walking through downtown Seattle tonight because I went to see The Sound of Music today, and the lights were all up. There were different Christmas trees, and the person that I'd gone with was describing all of the decorations, and the air was, you know, it was crisp, not too cold. The wind was definitely blowing in our faces as we were walking toward our bus stop. So, and everyone just seemed to be really happy. And I love that. I like all of Christmas. Like I like the religious aspect of it, and I like the commercialism aspect of it. And I also enjoy the traditions and memories that we have an opportunity to make with friends and who are very much like family. So for me, it's a really wonderful time. And woohoo, I'm working at a job now where I get those days off. It is so great. I love it. Sound of Music was phenomenal. I still don't think that it holds a candle to the musical, or to the movie. I love the movie. I almost said I love the movie with Mary Poppins. but I love the movie with Julie Andrews. So, all right, just checking to see how much time I had left, because I know I got a big mouth, and I talk a lot. I had a surgery last week, and it was I guess you would consider it to be a major surgery, I guess. But I, basically this past week, I have been like, body, you are not the boss of me. I do what I want. And my body was like, okay. And then I was like, who's in charge now? Who is in charge? And then my body was like, yeah, you suck. And I was right. So I'm just trying to heal up and rest up. Still doing a lot of reading, as I am wont to do, and still reading romance. And right now I'm going through the Collegium Chronicles by Mercedes Lackey, which is not strictly romance, but Mercedes Lackey is one of my favorite authors and someone I typically like to read her this time of year. There are certain things that I really enjoy doing this time of year and reading, and they may or may not necessarily be Christmas related. So, for example, the movies I tend to enjoy watching in December are movies like The Sound of Music, The Polar Express, the Lord of the Rings trilogy, which I can watch over and over and over and over again, the first couple of Harry Potter movies, and let's see, I'm sure there's probably more that I am leaving out, but those are probably the main, those are the main ones. And then for reading, I typically read, I do a big reread of Mercedes Lackey with the Valdemar books. And so I typically start with Arrows of the Queen, and then I sort of work my, I kind of jump up, like back and forth through that whole timeline. I love David Baldacci's The Christmas Train, even though I know some people felt like it was kind of hokey, but I love the cheese and the schmoop and the schmoop. So give me schmoopy cheese. I have not, in fact, read any other David Baldacci book besides The Christmas Train. I like reading the Bulgariad series by David Eddings. And I don't know why I tend to like to read a lot of epic fantasy in December, but it, you know what? It works for me. Of course, then you have like your Christmas music, and I enjoy many, many Christmas covers. I also like a lot of a cappella music. And so I really enjoy hearing Christmas color. Why do I keep saying Christmas colors? Christmas covers that have been arranged, you know, artfully into something else. And so I'm just kind of working my way through and going to do some Christmas shopping next week. And I've been going on Amazon, but it's really nice to go with somebody else who can give me some really good ideas. So basically the too long didn't listen version of this is I'm doing good. I'm impatient with health, but I love the holidays. I really appreciate all of you and your support and your well wishes. Like, they really have helped me a lot. And I don't always get a chance to respond to all of them, but I'm telling you that I absolutely love them. I feel like this is a ramble boo. I guess this is why I don't really do a lot of audio boos, because I feel like all I really do is ramble, and who wants to listen to me do that for 10 whole minutes? You guys are gluttons for punishment. Anyway, have a great day. Happy reading, happy movie watching, and I will chat with you soon.